Ready, ready, ready. Ball's up. Close the space. Nice tackle, Matt.
In a park tucked behind an IHOP restaurant, rugby coach Chris Gray teaches his players to tackle. He pairs the high schoolers up. One holds the ball and tries to run across a grid of cones, while a defender tries to wrestle the runner to the ground.
Listen, in rugby, it's not about the collision. It's not about coming up and hitting the guy or girl as hard as you can. It's about getting the person on the ground. So then that ball's available to be taken for the next defender to come in.
As Gray tells his players, tackling is an important skill in rugby. Once a player is on the ground, they have to let go of the ball. Defenders can then push and shove to win control of the loose ball. 16-year-old Allison Trapani is one of Gray's players. She drives from East Greenwich to Aquidneck Island twice a week to play a sport few of her friends even know about.
I've actually had a couple of my friends ask, like, what is rugby? And I'm like, are you kidding?
Trapani's into sports. She also plays soccer, softball, and track. Now she's hooked on rugby.
It kind of combines all the sports that I play into one. And just the physicality of it is so new and exciting that I couldn't stop once I started.
Trapani's not alone. Across the country, youth rugby is growing fast. According to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association, the number of kids playing rugby doubled between 2009 and 2014. Massachusetts officially added the sport in high schools last year after club teams grew in popularity. In that first year, there were 18 boys teams and 7 girls teams. In Rhode Island, youth rugby is just starting to take root. Chris Gray founded the Newport County Youth Rugby Club in 2012.
The difficulties are just trying to get the kids to try rugby. A lot of times once they've tried it, the majority of them like it and they'll stick around.
With plenty of other sports to choose from, Gray says high schoolers weren't interested.
So then we started a middle school program, and even at that age level, they've already found other things, and they're not really too interested in rugby. And so we tried to go even younger. You get them at second, third, fourth grade, and you try to get them hooked. And then maybe they'll forego those other options in the future.
On this humid summer night, just 7 high schoolers are here learning to tackle.
Nice tackle, Lucas. All right. So let's have the defenders come over from here.
The players drive their shoulders into each other and practice knocking their teammates to the ground. It looks like a football practice, except that none of the players wear pads or helmets. The lack of protection is part of rugby's reputation for injury. Kathy Flores, head coach of the Brown University women's rugby team, admits head injuries are hard to prevent.
There is no way I can put a kid in a bubble in a contact sport and keep them from ever getting a concussion. We can just say we will be as safe as we possibly can.
Flores was my coach until just a few months ago, and I can say from experience, head injuries do happen. It's something everyone's becoming more worried about.
There's no disease in recent history, especially in sports medicine, that has consumed the public like a concussion has.
Dr. Neha Rocker specializes in concussions at the Center for Sports Medicine in Rhode Island.
You know, even Hollywood has caught on. And people follow the football players, and they hear concussion all the time.
So what is a concussion? When the brain is jostled inside the skull, neurons get stretched and damaged. This can cause a whole constellation of symptoms, including headaches, dizziness, and a foggy feeling like you just woke up from an afternoon nap. With rest, Rocker says the brain will heal. But if players go back to the field before the brain is ready, they're likely to get another concussion. And it can be even worse for kids.
The younger athletes have a lower threshold for injury, and your recovery time are also longer.
Because of the risks to young players, coaches wait until high school to teach tackling. Middle and elementary school rugby leagues across the country stick to playing a tag-based version of the game. And Brown women's rugby coach Kathy Flores says the rugby community is working to make the sport safer for all ages. When Flores teaches tackling, she starts from the ground up, first teaching players how to fall safely.
We always say you go down knees, hips, shoulders, so that you're making all those parts hit the ground first. And then you want to be very careful about keeping your chin tucked so that you're not slamming your head against the ground, because often that's how people get hurt.
Plus, Flores says playing rugby is about more than the risk.
I know there's parents that are always worried about concussion. I'm not going to lie and say it never happens. But I think you have to look at your child and say, is she happy doing this? Does she really enjoy the people that she's with? Because you need to factor that into what you're thinking about your child's experience, too.
Ready, ready, ready. Ball's up. Come up.
Back at practice with the Newport County Youth Rugby team, player Allison Trapani says she enjoys playing a contact sport.
It's not too rough, but you still get that physical aspect of it. But yeah, no, it's just a blast every time.
Ready, ready, ready. Ball's out. Good, Allison. That's good aggression.
From the sidelines, Coach Chris Gray praises an especially good tackle. He hopes rugby will keep growing. He'd like to see teams in each of Rhode Island's 5 counties.
You all right, Ava?
For Rhode Island Public Radio, I am Sophia Rudin.